Now joined by Coach Pam Bowden of the volleyball program out at Trenton High School. Had our first broadcast of the season on Wednesday nights, and that was a pretty competitive match. All three, as I described it, all three sets kind of played out the same way. Wellington Napoleon got the three-set victory. All competitive, though. There was a 3-1 set loss to Plattsburgh on Monday, a three-set victory over Penny. That was the first win of the season on Tuesday. For Trenton, the Bulldogs will be at Brookfield Monday, hosts East Buchanan on Tuesday, and South Harrison next Thursday at home at THS. And when you're off for about a week and a half and you don't play anything, Coach, we were talking about this off the air, you know that when you get back, you're going to have a lot of games, and you have a lot of games.
We do, which can be good if you're playing well, or not so good if you need to do some things to readjust.
You were so close against Wellington Napoleon, and I think it deserves to be said that that's the 6-2 team, so that was a good, solid Wellington Napoleon team. As I described it when I was calling the match, it's something that can be very subtle, but you can kind of tell when you're watching a match who's controlling the play and having the other team scramble and try to keep the ball in play, and who's, you know, getting that advantage at the net. And you were kind of there, but they were having more success getting points off their hits, and you were getting some decent hits, but they were keeping the ball in the air a little bit better. But all in all, pretty competitive night.
I agree. And I think that part of that is our confidence in that we did have a week and a half off, and I think that that was a huge confidence builder for our girls, knowing that they can compete and be competitive with those teams that – you know, their records indicate that they're better.
I thought, too, offensively is a good night, but it's as good as I've seen Evie at blocking, as she had numerous blocks where she was an issue for Wellington Napoleon at the net all night long.
Yes, she was, and that really allowed our back row and our defense to have time to get under the ball and get the ball up for us.
It wasn't, you know, it was such a slow start against Plattsburgh on Monday, and I know at some point we're going to talk about conditioning and coming back from COVID and the challenge that that presents. A really slow start against Plattsburgh. You slowly kind of built momentum, and you didn't get the win, but you got a set. You got the third set. Even though it's not a win against Plattsburgh, Coach, how big was just getting a set on Monday night for the rest of the week?
I think that, again, we just came out flat-footed for whatever reason, and there was kind of a lull because Plattsburgh didn't know that we didn't have the C game going, and so there was about an hour break in between the JV game and the varsity game, and I think that that's kind of what caused our drag at the front of the varsity game. But it was nice to get a set win, and I, you know, we girls and I talked about how we have to use that as a stepping stone, right? Get a set, and then we'll try to get a match, and then we'll keep progressing and improving.
We know that, you know, there have been a number of football teams, ours included, that have dealt with COVID-19. Trenton football coming back this week. Football is a different sport, obviously, than volleyball because there's so much conditioning that's needed. Where did you see coming back from COVID, Coach, that whether it's conditioning or just getting the feel of the sport again, what were the biggest challenges coming back?
The biggest challenges seem to be timing. When you can't practice with your setters and your hitters and, you know, all of that has to have good team chemistry. And when you are just a little bit off, then it seems like everything seems like chaos. And so it's just a matter of getting repetitions, even serving. It just takes repetitions and timing.
You serving, because you serve for about the first, I'd say, 60% of that match against Wellington Napoleon on Wednesday. The serves were really good, and you didn't miss a lot, but it seemed like you had one or two serves late in the second and late in the third sets that really kind of cost you, where you had an opportunity to get on a run of points, and the serve went into the net.
Right, and we had a discussion about that. My philosophy is not necessarily to hit the hardest serve you can, but at least get the ball in so that we have an opportunity to work with something instead of just giving up points.
so much of that serve, too, is obviously if you need to loft it in there and make sure you get it in, by all means, get it in. But the best serves that you see are the ones that are hard, and they come in kind of line drive. And once they get over the net, they sink. And if you can get that serve down, you can get a lot of points off of that.
Right. Very true. And we had some of those. You know, we're having a little bit of a tough time with some of the return serve, as we have struggled with in some of our games. So that's one thing that we have been practicing is serving.
It was announced earlier this week that you're in a, I just, you know, come right out and say it, as far as teams that you have success with traditionally, Coach, the Brookfields, the South Harrisons, the Pennies of the world, I think they're all in your district. So your district this year has a much different look, and you have a chance here as you continue to improve and get back from the break in the schedule. You have to be really excited by the opportunities that district presents for your volleyball team.
We are very excited. And, you know, last year when I came in as a first-year coach, we were talking about our goals seemed small, like we were going to focus on specific teams, say the Chillicothe. When district came out this week, we all kind of talked about our goals and, you know, how we're off to a slow start, but that we can, this is our make or break point, mm-hmm. and that progressing forward, our big goal is to win districts and finally get a volleyball banner in the high school gym.
And a couple of district opponents next week, as we mentioned the schedule, East Buchanan on Tuesday, and then you got the Carrollton tournament next Saturday, which you've had some good success in the last couple of years. Next week, that looks to be kind of the week where you really want to get this ball rolling in a really good direction. Next week looks like a big one for the team. Are you kind of approaching it the same way, Coach?
Yes, we are. And, you know, this is the time to get the crunch and let's move on. Let's show what we're made of.
Over the last week, that has to be a huge difference. You went to Kirksville, your first match back last week, and now you've had three home matches this week. You got a victory in one of them. Where do you just see that the girls are in a different spot this week than they were a week ago? Where have they improved over the last three matches?
I just, again, the timing and just the team chemistry, it appears to me that things are coming together. The girls are feeling more confident and comfortable with each other and their skills and abilities. And I'm just going to say that our girls are their own worst critics. And sometimes we shank a ball or make an error and then we're down on ourselves. And, you know, in volleyball, it's coming right back at you. So you got to kind of slough that off and go on. And I feel like we did that on Wednesday. You know, we were able to play and not get down, and we just kept in the game and kept fighting back.
I'd imagine, too, that it's something we haven't talked about, but this year for varsity, you got to win three sets to win a match, so you could go five sets. It makes for a much longer night, and that's more volleyball, and I like the change that they have. I like the fact that you got to win three sets instead of two now.
I do, too, because if you're consistent, then you're not, it's not going to be like a fluke. I mean, you're really going to have to show that you won the match. Mm-hmm. And the girls like it too, because, I mean, obviously they like volleyball, so they want to be able to play more. So that helps too.
If you look back, obviously it was a match that I saw in person, Coach. I mentioned how all three sets kind of went the same way. You got off to really strong starts. I know at least in the first two sets, you got up by 5 or 6 points. The minute that Wellington would kind of catch it, you really didn't have that, you know, where you'd kind of punch back a little bit, so to speak, on the scoreboard. And then you'd get down by that 4 to 5 point margin with about 5 points to go. And it's one thing that I've noticed, that if you get down by that 20 to 15 margin, it's really hard to come back, because at that point you need somebody to get on that run of serve.
Right, we do. And we just have to figure out how to finish, because we, like you said, got off to good starts, and we kind of get in the middle, and we just, and maybe it's conditioning, I don't know, but we'll find it, and I feel like we're improving, and that we'll see these girls finish. I feel like we'll get there.
Absolutely. Going in a good direction. Brookfield next up at Brookfield Monday night for the Lady Bulldogs. Coach, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the game. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Thank you.